I want to support the environment. You know,
okay.
I believe in recycling, you know, most of the time, usually.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's some sort of disclaimer, obviously, coming.
Right. But, like, there's a lot of things we've had to sacrifice. Like, nobody wants to use plastic straws anymore. And that was really tough for me because I'm a big fan of plastic straws.
Paper straws, different feeling.
Oh, they just melt in your mouth and they just feel like you're chewing cardboard. I hate paper straws.
Yeah, no, it's a different sensation. You're right about that.
But they're coming a long way. They're figuring that out. And then a lot of places across the country, you can't get plastic bags anymore. Like at grocery stores, it's paper bags.
I went on vacation 2 weeks ago. They were giving away bags. There wasn't even a charge for them.
Yeah.
We would double bag everything that we bought at any store there. We brought home bags.
That is some cheap stuff right there.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But this like hits really hard, like close to home. McDonald's just announced that they're phasing out their plastic toys in the Happy Meals.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. And like, I get it. Like, I didn't realize this. And I'm like reading the stats and I'm like, wow, that's a lot. But they sell over 1 billion toys every single year in their Happy Meals.
Oh, my gosh. Does this mean it's no longer like the couple things going on here? First off, is it no longer the Happy Meal? Is it at this point just the relatively decent feeling meal? Right. Like, better than the last meal you had, like something like that. Like it's no longer the Happy Meal. And two, are they going to make toys out of paper?
Because yeah.
Nobody cuts those things out on the back of cereal boxes. Come on. We don't do origami here.
They said that they're going to make 3-dimensional cardboard superheroes or board game of plant-based pieces.
Oh.
I can't.
Broccoli?
I mean
broccoli.
They're going to put broccoli in your Happy Meal and use it as a piece on a fake Monopoly board.
I mean, it's no longer happy.
It's just like a mediocre meal.
it's right. With some messy stuff for your kid to leave in your car back seat.
Gosh, so sad.
Progress is painful, isn't it?
I feel like I'm going to start like hoarding all them. I'm going to be going to McDonald's every day with the kids. And then when they're looking for their little like Poppy Troll like action figure, I'm going to be putting it in my bedroom.
Nobody listened while all the scientists were talking over the last decade or so. Had we been way out in front of this 20 years ago, we could have gave up something else. Like, I don't know, rubber tires for your car or something.
Yeah,
we could have done
that?
Something worthwhile, made a choice.
Yeah, not this. This is the end of an era.
It's terrible.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
3 news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready, Raven?
Yeah.
Number one, contractor destroys work inside home over payment dispute.
Oh, boy.
The first sexy Halloween costume of 2021 was revealed. It's Bernie Sanders. Okay. And number 3.
Thank you. I mean, you couldn't even let. All right.
And number 3.
Okay.
Football referees trapped in locker room, door blocked with vending machine files charges.
Well, you know what? They deserve all of it. So
I'll
go with the contractors here because, I mean, you already gave me the cat's out of the bag on Bernie. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's do that one.
Okay. A video is going viral online. It shows a contractor destroying his own work inside a local home.
Oh, boy.
Now, police are saying they're working to find out if this is a criminal or civil matter. A woman says that she hired Dream Home Remodels of Colorado for some renovation work inside her home in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
She paid about $3,000 of the $7,000 job. She didn't pay the balance because she said she wanted to make sure she liked the work. But the contractor says that she stopped responding when he was calling for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up with a sledgehammer at her house. The roommate let him in, and this is what happened.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I do understand.
We put weeks into this, thousands of dollars into this.
I do understand. Sir, please stop. Please stop.
Is somebody going to pay me?
Sir, I'm just asking you to stop. It's not your house to destroy.
It is my property. I have receipts for everything.
Okay, now here's the thing. Like, I am shocked by how calm she is during this.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? If that's the roommate, too, on top of it, I mean, she knows her roommate hasn't paid the guy. I mean, what is she supposed to do?
Call 911.
911. This is a life or death situation.
I mean, this guy's destroying your house.
Yeah.
But then he takes it to the next level.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. No contractor in the state of Colorado will fix that when they found out I took it back because you refused to pay me. No one.
He's out of breath, huh?
He sounds like a wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
He sounds like he's like ready to rumble, and he's like going to take somebody down. He's going to jump, and he's going to clothesline somebody, and there's going to be a steel cage match.
I don't know. Let's do a side-by-side comparison.
Or I'm justifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
Yeah, let me tell you something right now. The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision.
I mean, so that one's pretty close here.
Listen.
Let me tell you something. No contract. Uh-huh. The state of Colorado.
Let me tell you something.
I'm justifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in.
I mean, yeah, no, let me tell you something right now. Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah.
I mean, looking back on it now, all these years later, was Randy the Macho Man Savage actually just upset about contractor work? Is
they
that what was happening?
Took back because you refused to pay me. No one.
I think it's pretty similar, right?
Oh,
well, this guy's contract.
Who knew?
I mean, his company is over, but if he's looking for a new career, I think the WWE should take a look at him.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. I received a text yesterday with a giggle, with a picture that made me laugh. If you put a bumper buster on the back of your car and you don't live in a major city, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
If you don't probably, if I use the word bumper buster, it takes a second for you to realize what I'm talking about. But it's those it looks like a
rubber mat.
Yeah, a rubber mat that they hang out of the back of their trunk so that it like doesn't get bumped from behind. And unless you're in a major city where there is a ton of parallel parking, why do you have that on your car? Are you just hitting things by accident?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. It looks like a disclaimer or a license to just be a terrible driver at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And in most areas, too, rural or suburban areas, there's areas, too, where you just circle around the block. You won't even have to parallel park. They give you a pretty generous space there.
It's true.
On the other hand, I am an awesome parallel parker.
I'm really good, too, actually. I've gotten much better over the years. People are always surprised by my parallel parking skills.
Well, I mean, so you can parallel park, but you can't regular park? Because that's, you know, a real thing.
It's hurtful.
I mean, but it's true. Okay, well, that's impressive anyways.
Is it funny that I'm Googling right now how much is a bumper buster cost? I don't know. I think I might want one just so people look at me like I'm crazy. Oh, they're only $40. What a deal.
No, I would skip.
Okay.
If you can justify eating 4,000 calories in a day just because it's fair season, that's all I need to know about you. Going to the fair tonight, Anna.
Have fun.
Here is my order of events.
Everybody knows. Go ahead, eat.
Walk into
the
fair.
Yeah.
Steak sandwich.
Okay.
That's at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you circle back around for an apple crisp, which is at the top of the hill.
Okay.
Then I also have to get 2 pounds of jerky because the jerky guy is in town from out of town.
Okay.
Then I also have to get the soup guy. The soup guy wasn't there last year. I hope the soup guy is still alive.
Okay.
Got to find the soup guy because the chili green or the chili bean soup, really, really good. And then before I leave, cream puffs. Cream puffs to go home. So, it's also Demolition Derby night tonight. Whoa!
All right, you're way too excited.
Love it!
Yeah, okay. But everybody knows when you go to the fair, calories don't count.
See?
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you push people out of the way in the baggage carousel, that's all I need to know about you.
I cannot stand those people. No, wait. So when I get to the baggage claim, Anna.
Yep.
I find a spot that I feel like is not in the middle of everything, right? Where people, why would anybody else want to come to this spot? This is the spot where I am. And every time, I don't want to crowd the carousel. I want to give people the freedom to, you know, get their bag or whatever.
Yep.
Without fail, some jerk will go right in front of me every time.
Well, they want to get their bag.
But you understand that there's a whole, like the whole thing.
The
is
whole
gonna,
carousel.
Yeah, it's going to wrap around. There's plenty of areas for them to grab their bag.
But they swarm eventually. Like even if you get to the carousel first, right, and you stake out your spot, within 7 minutes, there will be a group of people that will swarm the carousel.
And they're in front of you.
Yeah, they'll push right in front of you. They have no shame and they'll hit you with their luggage
as
if it's some kind of weapon. But the bigger question is why do we call it a carousel? Because a carousel, in my mind, is horsies and, like, joyful. And there is nothing joyful about a baggage claim carousel.
Well, because it goes around. Even though it zigs and it zags, it's a circle in a way. It's a loop.
Really. It's not like a true carousel.
I'm willing to guess that if you Googled it, that would be the reason why.
Oh, they should call it a conveyor belt. That's what it is.
Because it's so much easier to say.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
What's the most ridiculous thing you have seen on a wedding registry? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I don't want to say this is genius, but...
You're very proud of yourself.
Really proud.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. If you're getting married, right? There's a lot of pressure, I feel like, for a lot of younger brides to register for China. And I will tell you.
The thing is it's always got to be fancy, right?
Fancy
to
China.
Get something fancy. And just China by itself, but anything fancy. Stuff that you wouldn't use. Like, who needs a silver platter?
Exactly.
You don't need that thing.
So my best friend is getting married. I'm the matron of honor. And, like, you know, this is her first marriage, all of that. So she was like, I'm not registering for China. She's like, I don't need the China. I go, here's the thing, T. Old ladies love to buy bride's china.
You're saying it out loud, but it is kind of brilliant.
But it's true.
Yeah,
I go,
it is kinda.
This is what's going to happen. If they look at your registry, right, and they see that china, they're going to buy it for you. Even though you don't want it, you're never going to use it. I got 12 pieces of my Vera Wang china. This is back in, I've been married 16 years now, right? It is still in the boxes that it came in.
Wow.
In my basement.
Right.
Okay?
And you
never
feel like you
it.
Can't get rid of it from somebody
what
that.
Do?
Right. Somebody that's really close to you. How are you going to get rid of it? What if they come over?
So this is what I told Tina to
on
do.
On a Tuesday, you got to break out the china. They stop by.
I go, register for the china. Right. I go, but you're going to immediately return it.
All of it.
All of it. And then you're going to use the gift card on the things you really need over the course of the next couple of years.
Sure.
And she was like, come on.
Yeah.
And we like joked about it. She's like, it's so expensive, though. I go, get like a moderately priced china. See what happens. Just see what happens.
Right.
If they get it for you, great.
Right, right.
Do you know she registered each setting was $280? I go, Tina, this isn't what we talked about.
Right, right. This is high-level china. Each setting, $280.
It's the bridal shower, and
okay.
I'm the matron of honor, so I'm writing down what everybody gets, like, as she's opening the gifts.
Right.
First, I see one. I'm like, oh.
That's nice.
Then
right.
I see
nice
two.
Nice gift card. Okay.
I go, oh.
Nice.
Do you know she got all 12 pieces of that china?
Oh, my gosh.
She looked at me. She goes, I can't return it. I go, yes, you can.
I mean, it's over $3,000. She has to. Get that money, girl.
You can buy every towel that's ever existed.
That's right. This is towels for the rest of your family's life.
Right. Do you know who bought all that china?
Who's that?
Not one of the bridesmaids. You know who bought it?
The old ladies.
The old ladies. It's genius. I said, you pack that up and you bring it back immediately and you get that gift card.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I know.
I'm just doing the math. That's over $3,000.
I told you, genius.
Easily.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. People put ridiculous things on their wedding registry. What did you see on a wedding registry that made you stop in your tracks? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah. So my friend Ted just got married like 2 months ago, and I was getting him stuff, and I noticed he had about 7 Nerf guns on there.
Oh.
And I thought maybe she had a kid or something like that. Nope, it's for him.
Fun.
Listen, good. They've come down in prices. Mm-hmm. All right. And they shoot really, 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 really far now.
Yep.
And it's a good time.
I mean, how did he even get that past her? I wonder if he just did it online when she wasn't paying attention.
He's like,
we need
no
toasters.
Idea.
We don't need Nerf guns.
Who needs multiple toasters?
Yeah. I went to a wedding one time and I was looking at the registry and they had like a cornhole set on it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a beer pong table
nice.
Like set on it. I was like, I mean, I guess, like, you can put whatever you want, but, I mean, I still bought towels. It's wedding season, and I've seen some strange things on wedding registries for bridal showers. What's the strangest thing you've seen? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
A makeup refrigerator for the bride.
Oh, wow.
What?
I mean, now that sounds like something you need, a makeup refrigerator.
I never even heard of that before.
Well,
what does it
sounds
do?
Amazing, and immediately Anna wants one.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
I guess you keep your eye cream or whatever in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody bought it. It was ridiculously priced and, you know, not an essential in any kind of way.
Right. Nobody bought it.
I mean, if you just took the word makeup out of in front of it, people would be like, oh, my God, they're in need of a refrigerator. They would immediately run out and buy you a refrigerator because it's like a necessity. But if you put makeup in front of it, nobody's buying that.
I cannot believe the amount of these that they have. Oh, my gosh. This is a thing. Yeah. I had no idea. I still don't know why your eyeliner has to be cold, but sure.
Now you've got to register, Anna.
Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest thing you saw on a wedding registry.
My best friend, Lauren, was getting married, but instead of things for their house, I mean, I don't know if people do this now, but it was all stuff for their honeymoon. Couples massage, like bottle of champagne to the room. And I just felt like, I don't know, I just I thought it was just like for your new life together, not stuff for your honeymoon.
I've been seeing this a lot. I like it. I think it's, you know, I think at this point you're so tapped out for the wedding, like cash wise,
right,
that your honeymoon, you want it to be special, but you can't really, sometimes like there's just not the money for it. So to be able to have people give you gifts for your honeymoon, for experiences, I'm on board with that.
I like that too, actually. The idea of experiences is good. I know that sometimes with destination weddings, they provide this as part of like the information to guests that are going to be going, but this is a little bit different. But you're right. I mean, when it comes down to the wedding time, think of all the people you have to pay to get through to the wedding. And then you're opening up cards that night. And then most people, you're hopping on a plane the next day to go on your honeymoon. You don't even have time to go to the bank. And you know what? There's nothing worse than being on vacation and then having to line up your other travel details when you're there. Because then you're sitting in an office when somebody's trying to upsell you there for an hour, hour and a half, when you could be on the beach and have these other things just arranged, and then you go when they're ready.
Right. Plus, you also don't want to splurge on things like a couple's massage because it's a lot of money. But if somebody already bought it for you, then you go and you enjoy it.
Right. We're here. We got to use it now. Now's the time, right?
I'm going to sign off on that, not the Nerf gun. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the strange thing you saw on somebody's wedding registry?
So I know this couple, and they put a laptop on their wedding registry. And I just thought that was like kind of a strange thing to be asking for a wedding gift.
Who doesn't have a computer by now?
Well, if you just want a new one.
Right.
I need a new one right now so badly. I've been saying it for weeks. Imagine if I just register for it, just for no reason.
You should just register without getting married. You know.
Anybody just want to buy me a laptop?
You run into a friend or whatever, you'd be like, oh my gosh, it was so great to see you. By the way, I'm registered now. I just hand them like a card with the address on it. That's funny. I mean, I have things that I would like in my life too.
Right.
How about a stand-up arcade system?
What else can you just ask for things and people just buy it because they don't know what else to get you?
You know, I've always wanted that 5G jet.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the strangest thing you saw on a wedding registry?
Yes, so my brother actually registered for like a $1,200 drone.
Oh, man.
For what?
I don't know.
He just really wanted it.
I've got a mini one, and I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. Everybody knows $1,200 is too much to spend now.
Unless you get a really high-end one.
Maybe if he wants it to be able to carry small children.
I don't think so.
Or like a dog or something like that. Look, I got him.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're going to try this out, Butch.
That's such a strange thing to register for. Unless you want to get aerial shots of your wedding. Does that make sense?
Open the box right now. The groom comes running in 30 minutes before the ceremony starts and busts open the gift boxes. I love this video.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
Five calls says it all. Is it inappropriate to give your parents, as an adult, cash for their birthday or a gift card, and is there a difference?
So is it does it make a difference if it's like a birthday or a thing or whatever? Because, you know, my mom just watched the dog for us, and I was going to give her like two bills cash and be like, you know, here you go, Ma. Go crazy.
You were going to pay your mom for watching your dog?
Yeah. I mean, like, she hung out at my house the entire week. She slept there, you know, and then she's got to run around. She's got grandbabies to take care of, too. So it's a lot.
Yeah, but it's your mom. You don't pay your mom for that, do you?
I mean... It's an inconvenience. She was there for 8 days.
But it's your mom.
9 days?
I don't pay my mom to babysit my children. It's her job.
I mean, but she's been doing that for years, right? This is a different occasion. This is not something she does all the time. I don't know. Are you telling me I can keep that money?
Yeah.
And just basically leave my mom saddled with the burden?
I think they get insulted. So this is what I've learned over the last few years. It's like I've gotten really... It's hard when you have to buy for your parents as you get older because they have everything. And right. and if your parents are anything like my parents, like whenever you ask them what do they want, they will never answer.
Yeah, they'll never tell you. They'll never tell you nothing.
I just want everybody to be healthy.
That's right. I just want us all to be healthy and happy.
I want everybody to be happy. Mom.
It's the same answer. You're right.
I could just order you something on Bloomingdale's. Tell me what you want. So I had made the mistake a few years ago where I gave my dad cash in an envelope for his birthday.
Right.
And he opened it and he looked at me and said, Anna. I said, what is this?
Right.
Money, Dad.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
I go, I don't know. Buy something you want for your birthday. You think I don't have money in my wallet?
Right.
Daddy, I know you have money in your wallet, but I didn't know what to get you. And then he got mad and handed it back to me, and I learned a lesson right that moment. And I didn't know if that was just a my dad thing, but then I got my mom a gift card for her birthday last week.
Yeah.
And it was like the same thing. She's like, oh, an Athleta gift card.
Oh, you could have just picked something out. I'm like, but I don't. But every time I buy you something, you go return it anyway. So right. Why didn't I just give it? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, no, it's a trick, right? They always feel like they don't need anything. Again, they just want everybody to be happy and healthy. Anna. Right. But you want to give them a gift. Right. So, yeah. Yeah. Now you got me all turned around now. Now I can't even think to have this conversation with you because now what am I going to give my mom? She watched the dogs all week.
A hug and a kiss.
No, the money in the card is sitting right there on the table. Like I was going to deliver it that like today.
I don't know. Five Calls says it all. What do you think about this? When it comes to getting your parents gifts, is it inappropriate to give cash and gift cards? And is there a difference? Five Calls says it all. My mom's birthday was a couple weeks ago. I got her a gift card and she like was like, oh, a gift card. And I was like, I can't ever win. Right. I never know what to give. I gave my dad cash 1 year. He literally threw it back at me and was like horrified.
So insulted by it. Right. Angry, really.
Is it wrong to give your parents as an adult gift cards or cash for their birthdays? 1-800-330-9999. Five Calls says it all. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Absolutely not. You spend time with them. You take them to dinner. You have them over to dinner. You don't give them cash. That's showing true gratitude. It really is not.
Come on, it's like I worked hard for this money and now I'm giving it to you. What do you think about that? Shows no gratitude.
I mean, it seemed like, but okay. Got your vote. Thank you.
Anna and Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Is it okay to give gift cards and cash to your parents?
I think that you need to go the restaurant gift card route because then you know where they like to eat. You give them a gift card for where they like to go, and then it's not like they can return it and it's something that they always need to do.
I'll tell you right now that I have at least a dozen gift cards right now to restaurants my wife and I like. And we never go. And when we go, Anna, we forget the gift cards.
Oh.
Yeah. And my wife is carrying at least 30 pounds of nonsense in her purse. It never works out that way. It doesn't work out that way.
So me, my brother, and my sister for a while were giving my parents gift cards to the same steakhouse that we knew they liked.
Yeah.
My mom said to me the other day, Anna, we got to go to this steakhouse. We got over $1,000 in gift cards. Right. I'm like, Ma. She's like, we've just been collecting them for years. I'm like, go to dinner. Like,
never
what are
spent
you doing?
Them. Yeah.
Never spent them.
Never spent it. Right. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think about giving your parents cash and gift cards for their birthdays? Is there a difference?
So it depends on the parents, but mostly my mom likes gifts because she spends so much time picking out gifts for us. That when we give something to her, she knows that we're kind of giving back that consideration.
My wife does this where she pays attention to all the things that I need and want on a daily basis and then gives me gifts that mean something. And the truth is when I get the gift half the time, I realize that I enjoy the struggle. It's that I enjoy whining about the problem in general, not necessarily solving it.
Yeah, but
I don't know why.
It's because you're a stubborn man.
I'm a crazy person.
Not a right. loving mom.
It's not normal. I'm just saying, like, that's what happens to me.
Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Buying your parents a gift card or cash for their birthday, right or wrong?
Overall, I would say wrong because of the fact that it's not personal. As parents, I think they just want that you took 5 minutes to think about it. So just get them something with a gift receipt. And if they return it, at least you tried.
My mom really, really, really loves a $4 coffee every morning. If I get her a coffee gift card, it doesn't go to waste.
Well, I think that's the different.
Go.
People love coffee gift cards because they actually use them, right?
Mm.
I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, but it seems like a stinky birthday gift. And on Raven, Five Calls says it all. Is it bad to give people a gift card, your parents a gift card or cash?
Listen, I'm like your parents. When my kids ask me, what do I want for my birthday? I always say, oh, I don't need another T-shirt. I don't need another pair of socks. And I don't want money from my kids because all we do is give money to our kids.
Right.
So we feel funny when they say, what do you want for your birthday? I think the best thing you give your parents is a gift certificate to their favorite restaurant because we all like to eat out.
So Five Calls says it all. I guess we can't give cash or gift cards.
It's almost like unanimous.
Yeah.
This stinks. Now you're right back to square one. What the heck are you going to get her?
Sweater. It's another sweater. So yesterday didn't go well. Let's start there. If you were listening yesterday around this time, I was talking about how I had ordered the Peloton treadmill. It's like the new smaller version. And my husband did not want me to get it.
He said that there was nowhere in our house to put it. We don't have a very big house or anything like that.
Mm.
And I just did it anyway because I'm a grown up and I can make decisions on my own. Now it's being delivered yesterday between 4 and 6. They call to confirm everything goes through. And I tell my husband, and he does the thing where he has to teach me a lesson where he says, great, I'm going into the office. You got it.
You got it under control. By the time I get home, it'll all be solved.
I go, where are we going to put it? He was like, you wanted it. I told you there's nowhere to put it. You figure it out. So now all day yesterday, I'm stressing about it. Raven can tell you I was losing my mind over here because I didn't know where we were going to fit it in my house.
If you put it in your dining room, you had to get rid of the dining room table.
If I put it in the family room, I had to remove all of Dakota's toys. If I put it in my bedroom, then I wouldn't be able to get in my closet and it doesn't fit in my basement or garage.
Right, because then your husband's head would go through the ceiling.
Yes. So they call me at 3:30 because I had my daughter, my little one, goes to dance until 3:30. So I figured, OK, well, they never come on time anyway. So I'll get home around 4:00. I'll have at least an hour to figure it out. They call and they're early. OK, so now I show up. They show up and I have no plan. I have no plan whatsoever.
Yeah. And they only bring it in one time. Like they won't move your furniture around and, you know, help you out like that.
It's hard. So they walk in. And I go, it's got to go in the living room, in my formal living room, right next to my entranceway. And this is the conversation I had with a guy. Listen to his shock.
Inside? Right now, we're right here.
Wow. Okay.
Do people normally set these up in their living rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes the basement.
The
garage.
Yeah.
He was basically like anywhere but here.
Everywhere else that there could possibly be to go, that's where they typically go.
Right, no, right here in the living room, in the entrance.
Wow.
And the thing is once you say go, like these guys do this all day. Mm-hmm. So they put this thing up like instantly, right?
Yeah. So then I asked the most logical question as they're setting it up in the middle of my living room.
Does Cody come and teach me how to use it? Does Cody, the guy from Peloton, does he come and teach me how to use it? No?
We have a guide here for you.
Oh, guide. Okay.
Right. Here's a booklet. Here's a booklet, ma'am.
Yeah. So Hayden comes home and she sees what's happening and we have this conversation.
Mom, where are we going to put this thing?
Right where it is. This is where it's going to stay.
Everything else is moved to the other side of the room.
I know. We have to figure out a different way to have the living room.
Dad's going to kill us.
Uh-huh. So now I thought Paul would think, you know, it's me. Mommy makes mistakes. You love me.
Oh, yeah.
You've been married to me for almost 17 years.
Yeah, my wonderful wife. Yeah. She's a personality and a character. Right. Yeah. I mean, I just did this all part of the ride. Right.
Yeah. No, it didn't go so well.
You want my honest opinion?
I want your. What do you think?
I think it's an overpriced treadmill.
But what do you think about the location of it?
That's even more ridiculous. You didn't plan this out in any way, shape, or form. And now we have a treadmill literally in the middle of our family room over here in front of a window.
Have you ever heard Paul so mad?
Here's the thing is that you are listening right now and you just hear Paul as an individual, as a man that's, you know, on this recording here. But Paul is the most even keeled, relaxed guy. I mean, it's seriously one of the calmest men that I know in all sorts of situations and scenarios that I've seen. It makes me want to be a better person when I witness these things. And he's truly mad.
Yeah, he's mad. So I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah, he's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just blows it off. Yeah.
And then the worst part is that now I don't have anywhere to put my Christmas tree and I haven't even thought about that. So if you want to see a picture of where it is in my family room, you can go to our Instagram or Facebook at Anna and Raven and check it out for yourself. And I don't know. I got to come up with a better plan.
Maybe you could put the tree on top of the treadmill.
Maybe.
You just can't use it for that month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't think that through.
No. I don't know why I get so nervous every year. I hate this weekend because it's like, one, you're so excited about it, but I just know all the dangerous things you're going to do, and you have no supervision from any intellectual women whatsoever. It's a bunch of guys going into the woods, and then you just hope that you're going to survive on the way out.
Listen, we are well prepared for Man Camping 2021. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. We've got all our supplies in line. I've got my checklist here. I'm ready to go.
Let's go over your checklist for man camping weekend.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Tent, 2 tarps, pop-up canopy, pop-up gazebo. That makes pretty much, that's good sense, right?
Why do you need so many things that are pop-up? What if it's windy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you pop them up. Okay. It's just how you set them up.
Okay.
Right? And then we need things to be under, if it's rainy or whatever, need to be under there. Flashlights, case of charged up lights, Bluetooth speaker, splitter, extension cord, HDMI cord, projector, movie screen.
Are you having a rave in the woods?
We're going to be watching The Shining and Blair Witch and also Predator because these are good movies for being in the jungle.
in the woods. Yeah. You're not in the jungle.
Well, you know, same thing for us.
No monkeys here.
Yeah, well, we'd have to bring a couple other supplies if we were in woods that actually had monkeys. But you're right. Yeah, there's no monkeys here in this area.
What do you need uplighting for? If you're not familiar with uplighting, that's basically what they use at weddings to make it look like different colors on the walls.
I mean, who wants to light those propane camper things anymore now, right? I mean, I have these things, so I just go ahead and I do it, you know, because I have been to a rave or two in my lifetime.
It doesn't seem right when you go man camping that you don't actually rough it. You basically bring generators and all kinds of nonsense. So just, it's like basically you're bringing your living room to the woods.
I'm not done with my list here,
right.
Please.
Go, okay.
I've got a dual layer air mattress, blankets, foam flooring for inside the tent, pillows, and two sleeping bags, because then I do the sleeping bag burrito, a chalupa thing. So I get in one sleeping bag, and then if it gets really cold at night, I get inside the other sleeping bag with that sleeping bag still on me.
Okay.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. You know, whenever you go man camping, I feel like it's how many guys are going this time?
There's eight of us.
There's eight guys. Yep. They have no supervision whatsoever. They bring way too much alcohol to be deemed legal, I would think.
Well, I mean, nobody's driving in the woods. They already took away our mini bike privileges last year, I told you.
Wait. So last year you brought the mini bike.
Yep.
And
we got in trouble.
Right.
The first day.
Uh-huh.
But by the third day, the people that own the park actually came by and told us that we weren't all that bad, that we were better than the group of 40 singing Russians. They had two camping sites down. That's a true thing that they said.
Well, I have a surprise for you, Raven. You know how you said you always wanted to be a Boy Scout and you feel like when you go on this man camping that you are a Boy Scout?
Briefly, I was enlisted, but it's not a good ending to it.
Yeah, we'll leave that story for another time. We have a Boy Scout leader coming up next, and he's going to see if you can earn some badges.
Oh, perfect!
Raven is getting ready to go man camping this weekend. He goes every year with his buddies, and he would like to earn some badges and be a Boy Scout, which I think is odd for a 45-year-old man.
Well, here's the thing. I was in the Boy Scouts before, but I was dismissed early on, all right? Dishonorable discharge, Anna. And now here I am as a grown man. It's time for me to go ahead and right this ship and put together some of the skills that I've learned through television and hanging out with my friends in the woods.
Good. Michael Morrell is the Assistant Scout Executive at Connecticut Yankee Council for Boy Scouts of America. Michael, Raven would like to tell you what he's going to do to earn these badges, and we're hoping you could give us some insight on whether or not he'll actually qualify.
I would be happy to do my best to help.
Michael, I understand that there are a gazillion bazillion badges out there right now. I mean, I don't know if you know the exact number, but there's quite a few.
There's only about 130 merit badges that a scout can earn.
Well, Raven has zero.
Well, right. And we're going to be focusing on the ones that I could actually pick up here in the woods. So I'd like to start with the camping merit badge. So we all have instant pop-up tents. We're using fire starter logs and a propane hot plate to make sure that our sausage and peppers come out perfect. We have a generator and a projector so we can watch The Shining at night.
You've got the right elements, but perhaps maybe not the right type. Most of our scouts have the traditional tents. Carrying that generator is real hard to get in the backpack. But your traditional scout troop that's going to go out in the woods, and they're probably hiking it in and roughing it a little more than it sounds like you're planning to do.
I mean, they basically hook up stuff to their car. I never saw a Boy Scout do that.
I'll just put the generator on Steve's back. Nobody cares whether or not Steve lives or dies. That'll be fine. He'll just carry it in there. That's fine.
What's the next badge?
Next one I'd like to go for is hiking. After we have Jim's world-famous chili on Friday night along with Fleischmann's whiskey, I can count on about 5 trips to the latrine before 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Is that enough to qualify for my hiking badge?
The latrine is not on the hiking badge list. However, you probably do want to be prepared. If you're going to be hiking, there may be some challenges finding a place that you could do that. So you'll have to be prepared to make as little impact as possible on the environment. And your hiking merit badge counselor would certainly be able to help you to figure that out.
Woodworking badge. This feels like this would also be right at home for us this weekend with camping, because I'm bringing 3 pallets and 0.5 gallon of gasoline to make sure that the fire is just right.
The woodworking merit badge is actually aimed at woodworking. We teach scouts how to build a counter, fix the cabinets in your house, those kind of things. We do have wood carving merit badge, which teaches scouts how to use wood tools properly. We have a thing called tote and chip, that really sounds like something you guys might need based on the supplies you're taking. And then there's this one thing that's basic that every scout learns early on in their scout career. They earn the Totem Chip merit badge and the Fireman Chip badge. Totem Chip has to do with knives, axes, things like that.
No, please don't.
And the
no.
Fireman Chip
no.
merit badge.
No.
All right, so I heard what he said. We need to bring a fireman. So all that's being taken into account, we've got some ups and downs with our merit badges here, Mike. Mike, if I make it out of the woods on Sunday evening and I make it back here to work on Monday morning, do I actually automatically get the Wilderness Survival Merit Badge?
You're basically going to need to survive in the wilderness with bear basics. So you have to build your shelter from what you find in the wilderness and prepare your food from what you find in the wilderness.
So whiskey, a generator, none of those things are on the list, Raven. So I mean, I don't think you're
getting
it.
He made it sound like Naked and Afraid at the end of this thing.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
That ain't happening with the guys.
Just don't bring an axe if everyone's naked. That seems like a bad idea.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Rob and Olivia. Olivia, let's start with you. What's going on?
So we have a daughter who's turning 16 next week. She's in 10th grade, and I have her logins for all her social media, like her Instagram or Snapchat and everything. And I look at, you know, I log in and just check on it from time to time. I just think it's good parenting. I think it's, you know, for her own safety. Rob thinks it's an invasion of her privacy, but I disagree with that.
Rob, is that true?
I definitely think it's an invasion of her privacy. I mean, she's in 10th grade now. And it's not every once in a while. She's checking it, like, every single night. And she has never found anything inappropriate. So, really, I think we should just leave our daughter alone.
Hmm. How long have you been doing this? And you know what? First off, how did you get the passwords? How did that come about? Did you have her give them to you when you set it up, or you discovered them some other way?
Yeah, so she had been, like, bugging us for, like, social media accounts. And then when she was 14, I told her she was allowed to have it. And so we set it up together. And I also have the password to her email. So if, like, she changes the password or whatever, I'm able to know that. Mm. And, you know, we have a really good communication. I mean, she's a really good kid, you know, but I just want to keep it that way. I mean, she's a minor. She's not 18 yet.
Well, yeah. Let me just ask for clarification there. So you have the password to her email. So if she changes her social media,
she can see it.
You can discover
that's
that she
genius.
Did that inside the email there. So has she changed those passwords since you guys first set it up? I'm assuming yes, for you to realize that.
She did, like, in the beginning, just mm-hmm. there was a password safety issue or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we just thought it was good practice to do it. But, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, she's a minor. She, you know, she is not 18 yet. And until she's 18, you know, I'm responsible.
No,
for
I understand
well-being.
That. I mean, I'm just asking for my clarification that she is aware that you have the password. She's aware that you have it. You had it first. She's aware that you knew that when they changed it again, that you had it, right? That's what I'm asking specifically.
Yeah, she's aware.
Okay. But does she know that you check it every day? Because you said occasionally, and then Rob said every day, and you didn't correct him.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to tell her that I'm looking at it every single night.
Right. Well, I mean, I definitely see your side, Olivia. It's your house, your rules, your job to protect your child. But I can see what Rob's talking about. She's never done anything wrong. You got to, like, loosen the leash a little bit at some point.
It's got to be some faith. I mean, faith should be rewarded, right? Good behavior should be rewarded. I don't know, you know. I don't have a diary, and I never had one. So somebody reading that would feel, I don't know.
Is it an invasion of privacy, or is Olivia right? She should be able to access it whenever she wants and not think twice about it.
But does that mean she should be doing it as often as she is?
I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I don't think anybody's going to argue that a parent shouldn't check their kid's social media. You should. I mean, we know that. We've had experts say that. The bigger question is she going overboard because she checks it every single night?
Yeah, that's the degree that worries me, right? Olivia is in her daughter's email and in her social every single evening at this point. And that's the same thing as when you wake up and you reach over and you grab your phone. And what do you do first? You check your text messages, you check your emails, you check your social media. And, you know, keeping an eye on something from a distance may be a little bit different than being in it like you're living it.
Well, that's the issue that Rob and Olivia are having. They have a 16-year-old daughter. Olivia checks her social media, logs in as her, looks at her DMs, all of that every single night. It's just part of her, what she does every
single
day.
Her routine.
Yeah. Rob thinks it's obnoxious. Their daughter has never done anything to prove that she's not worthy of their trust and says it's an invasion of privacy at this point.
Yeah, reading somebody's diary is different than just making sure they're okay. Mm-hmm. To me, anyways. I don't know.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court. Whose side are you on?
I'm sort of in the middle because I do something similar. I tell my daughter that I want the password. She has to give it to me instantly and I can sign in. But we also have a backup phone that keeps copies of every text message she's ever received. And I never look at it unless she has an issue. And the one time she did, and I was able to back her 100%.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Olivia and Rob have a 16-year-old daughter, and Olivia takes it upon herself every single night to log into her social media accounts to check her DMs and what she's posting and what people are sending to her to make sure that she's safe.
Listen, having a kid nowadays, it's scary, right? Mm-hmm. With all the news stories that you hear and the things that are out there, problems that you're aware of and problems you're not even aware of. So it makes sense to be paying attention to their social media, right?
Her husband, Rob, says it's too much. It's overkill. Every night, their daughter has never done anything to prove that she's not worthy of their trust. And he thinks it's an invasion of privacy because she has no idea that she's checking it every single night.
Yeah, that's where it gets weird, right? That's where it's a problem.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
Hi, how are you? So I just heard what's going on with those two parents and how, like, the mom was looking at her daughter's social media. I think that's totally wrong.
Tell us why.
Because, like, if you trust your daughter the way you say you do, I don't believe you should be looking into that. Like, if you trust her, she's 16, she hasn't did anything wrong, what's really making you look into it?
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
The wife's side, 100%. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and it is my job to protect her. Teenagers repeatedly make decisions that kind of go against what we would think are appropriate. Sometimes they don't understand what's appropriate, and it's our job to protect them. However, I do not check my daughter's social media every day. Maybe once a month, I might glance at it. I do trust her, and I do let her kind of direct the social media account. However, I do have all of the passwords. I agree with the wife.
I think the dangerous thing becomes, like, when you're checking it every day, it's kind of like you're checking your own social. Well, and it's like checking your own Facebook. It's like, right, it's obsessive. Yeah. It's like an addiction in itself, too.
Mm-hmm.
That feels weird to me.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Absolutely should be checking. Absolutely 100%. And not only that, make sure you check and police her friends.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Olivia, our audience agreed with you. You're a mom. She's a minor. She knows that you have those passwords. You can check them as often as you want.
Yay. Thank you. Thanks for the validation, everyone.
You know, while it might not feel all that cool, Rob, the truth is that it is your job to take care of your daughter and make sure that she's completely safe. And we've seen far too many times, right, when parents don't know, we think that we know things and we're uninformed. You know, kids are savvy. They're slick. They're smart. If they want to keep a secret, they're pretty good at it. So having the tools to pay better attention until at least she's off to college might not be a bad thing. And I might not remind her that I still have the passwords when she leaves for
freshman year. Every day when she's at college, it's the only way you can see what she's doing. All right.
Rob, you going to be all right?
I'm going to be all right. I just worry about the time that she's going to read 1984 in school.
Yeah. Well, I think they got rid of that reading. So that's gone. It's going to be okay.
All right, you have a problem too. Send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Olivia, I would love to give you this cash. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Olivia.
All right, Raven's walking on out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
$2,200 on the line. Let's do it. Number one. Netflix is buying the rights to Roald Dahl's children's stories. He has a ton of popular novels, but which one from 1961 is about an orphan and a large magical fruit?
I don't know.
Number two, Elvira revealed in her memoir that she's been in a 19-year relationship with a woman. She is known as the mistress of the what?
I don't know that one either.
Number three, Hallmark has revealed the first half of its holiday movie slate, including the return of this Fuller House star that has starred in at least 28 Hallmark holiday movies. Who is that?
I know this one. Is it Jodie Sweetin?
Number four, sexy Bernie Sanders is the first ridiculous sexy Halloween costume of 2021 that's trending. Bernie is the senator of what state?
New York.
And number five, Linda Evangelista, the 90s supermodel, says that a botched plastic surgery procedure left her disfigured, which is why she hasn't worked in years. She famously appeared with Christy Turlington, Naomi Campbell, and Cindy Crawford in what music video?
I have no idea.
Olivia. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
People are going to think you're fake. I mean,
what happened?
She didn't get a single one right.
Good job, Olivia. Good job. $2,200. Here we go.
Number one, Netflix is buying the rights to Roald Dahl's children's stories. He has a ton of popular novels, but which one from 1961 is about an orphan and a large magical fruit?
That's James and the Giant Peach.
Yes. Number two, Elvira revealed in her memoir that she's been in a 19-year relationship with a woman.
Congratulations.
She is known as the mistress of the what?
She's the mistress of the dark.
That is correct. Number three, Hallmark has revealed the first half of its holiday movie slate, and it includes the return of this Fuller House star that has starred in at least 28 Hallmark holiday movies since 2008. Who is that?
Isn't that your homegirl, Candace Cameron Burke?
Well, it's Bure, but I'll give it to you.
Whatever.
Close enough.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
Whatever.
I know who she is.
Number four, sexy Bernie Sanders is the first ridiculous sexy Halloween costume of 2021 that's trending.
Disgusting.
Bernie is the senator of what state?
Vermont, right?
Yep. At number five, Linda Evangelista, the 90s supermodel, says that a botched plastic surgery procedure has left her disfigured, which is why she hasn't worked in years.
Okay.
She famously appeared with Christy Turlington, Naomi Campbell, and Cindy Crawford in what music video?
This is Cindy Crawford. Gosh, you know, I don't know.
George Michael's Freedom.
Ugh.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Olivia. He beat you 4-0 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Olivia and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Olivia. Hold on. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,300 tomorrow.
I feel like she doesn't deserve a shirt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You get a shirt. All right. $2,300 tomorrow. Good luck to you. And remember to study. I want to give away this cash.